Accounting. Settle accounts daily. This is not referring to bookkeeping or payments to other people necessarily, although it certainly could be included and may be needed to be included. But the primary topic addressed is intended to be that instead of letting something unsettled linger, to get it done so as the thought is not encumbered with something that could be cleared. It's like the home you live in. If it is in order, that is one thing that does not clutter up one's thought. Any task that can be finished is good to get it finished. For our focus should be on building a consciousness of truth, and we can do that better if we do not have details of human living lingering on. Mary Baker Eddy discusses the phrase, agree to disagree, 4 times. One is in Science and Health, page 390, under the title of Treatment of Disease. Agree to disagree with approaching symptoms of chronic or acute disease, whether it is cancer, consumption, or smallpox. Meet the incipient stages of disease with as powerful mental opposition as a legislator would employ to defeat the passage of an inhuman law. Rise in the conscious strength of the spirit of truth to overthrow the plea of mortal mind, alias matter, arrayed against the supremacy of spirit. Blot out the images of mortal thought and its beliefs in sickness and sin. Then, when thou art delivered to the judgment of truth Christ, the judge will say, thou art whole. A daily study item on the website aligns with this paragraph that was just read, and it is entitled Guarding Thought, and it is under the category of daily study. The introduction is as follows. When any thought occurs to oneself that is not 100% godlike, immediately start reciting silently or verbally, depending on your discretion, any truth, that's a lower T, or truth, capital T, that you know. One must give 100% attention to what one is reciting and individualize it if needed. It does little or no good to recite only words in a routine fashion. It is by far better to think about what you are saying and elaborate on it as you are reciting. State it with enthusiasm and conviction, as if you realize your life depends on it. Your consciousness is your life, as what you think is what you will experience. The object is to not think about people or things or events, but the absolute. Every time you recite the same thing, if you really do it sincerely, you will expand in a different way into a different dimension, avenue, or realm of thought. Say something along this theme to yourself. This applies to me. The mind that is talking is the mind of Christ, the only mind there is. These words are conveying substantial thoughts to me, as every word is based on spirit, which is the only substance. There is no matter, since matter is the suppositional object of mortal mind, and there is no mortal mind, since mind is immortal. God is guiding me in every single thought, speech, and action. My consciousness is the Christ consciousness and is impervious to any attempted penetration by any error or evil of any kind whatsoever. This treatment is a manifestation of mind and is effective. Nothing can interfere with the effectiveness of this treatment. Nothing can dilute, deflect, stop, or reverse this treatment. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. And I know it because God is my knowing, and God knows all, and I reflect the knowing of God. In addition to the introduction, there are 10 items that are listed that is suggested that one study as a part of their guarding thought. One is a 22-minute recording on guarding thought. Item two is from page 115 and 116 from the chapter Science, Theology, and Medicine, and it is the section on science. And that's from the textbook Science and Health with the Key to the Scriptures. The third item is from Chapter 2, where Mary Baker already refers to a quote from the Bible that God is love. Number 3 is from Science and Health, page 331, where she states that God is individual. Number 5 is from Science and Health, 465, which is recapitulation, where she provides another complete definition of God. Number 6 is from the glossary, page 587, where she lists the definition of God with a little bit different view. It's like looking at a statue, and one can slowly rotate around it, and it's the same statue, but one is focusing on just a little bit different view than one was looking at before they started rotating around the statue. The next one is referring to what was already stated in the introduction, indicating that one should let their thought flow and be receptive to any extemporaneous thoughts that you know to be true about God and man, and the relationship between God and man. The next one refers to any reference from the Bible that relates to guarding thought. The ninth one is about the manual, the section on rule for motives and acts. And it's suggested that one individualize that instead of just stating the words, but tailor it to one's particular needs. And the final one is a study of the scientific statement of being. So these 10 items are suggestions, in addition to what was in the introduction, as one way that one could work toward guarding one's own thought throughout the day. The next reference where Mary Baker Eddy refers to agree to disagree is from Miscellaneous Writings, page 81. To prevent all unpleasant and unchristian action, as we drift, by right of God's dear love, into more spiritual lines of light, let each society of practitioners, the matter physicians and the metaphysicians, agree to disagree, and then patiently wait on God to decide, as surely He will, which is the true system of medicine. The next reference is from the book No and Yes by Mary Baker Eddy on page 45. Drifting into intellectual wrestlings, we should agree to disagree, and this harmony would anchor the church in more spiritual latitudes and so fulfill her destiny. Let the Word have free course and be glorified. The people clamor to leave cradle and swaddling clothes. The spiritual status is urging its highest demands on mortals, and material history is drawing to a close. Truth cannot be stereotyped. It unfoldeth forever. Quote, one on God's side is a majority. And another quote, lo, I am with you always, is the pledge of the Master. The fourth reference is from the Message of 1902 to the Mother Church by Mary Baker Eddy on page 2, and reads as follows. Within the last decade, religions in the United States has passed from stern Protestantism to doubtful liberalism. God speed the right. The wise builders will build on the stone at the head of the corner. And so Christian Science, the little leaven hid in three measures of meal, ethics, medicine, and religion, is rapidly fermenting and enlightening the world with the glory of untrammeled truth. The present modifications in ecclesiasticism are an outcome of progress. Dogmatism, relegated to the past, gives place to a more spiritual manifestation, wherein Christ is Alpha and Omega. It was an inherent characteristic of my nature, a kind of birthmark, to love the church, and the church once loved me. Then why not remain friends, or at least agree to disagree in love, part fair foes. I never left the church, either in heart or in doctrine. I but began where the Christ left off. When the churches and I round the gospel of grace, in the circle of love, we shall meet again, never to part. I have always taught the student to overcome evil with good, used no other means myself, and 10,000 loyal Christian Scientists to one disloyal bear testimony to this fact. That was the fourth and final reference she makes to that particular phrase, agree to disagree. That seems to go hand in hand with a professional negotiator, wherein one begins with everything that one agrees with, and then what the parties disagree on, they set that aside so that the parties come to an agreement on what they agree on, and the part they do not agree on, they just let that settle to see what develops potentially at a later date. Instead of focusing on what the disagreements are, the focus is on what the agreements are. And then, in essence, as at least a tentative parting sign that is harmonious, the parties agree to disagree without further conflict at the moment. If one faces the suggestions that come to one that are not wholesome but conflicting with God-like qualities, then we need to guard thought so that it does not become part of consciousness. And we disagree that that is truth. And we focus on what is truth. The vision of a so-called mortal is so minuscule compared to reality that if we are willing to set aside personal opinions and let God guide us, then thought will be opened up to dimensions that was never considered previously, because the human view is always going to be limited. The section in the manual on discipline is a wonderful way to assist us in aligning our thought throughout the day. God is the only intelligence, the only wisdom, and the only knowing. Let us all yield personal self-will, which tries to influence one erroneously, continuously, and agree to disagree with letting that happen. An open thought to the one infinite, incorporeal, divine, supreme mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Amen.